We'll start again from Paragimel, Mishnayis Negoyim. Mishnah starts off, HaKil Metama Ben Negoyim. Everybody could have a Tumas Negoyim, and even a Koton, Chutz Min HaGoyim, V'ger Toshev. A Goy, or else a Ger Toshev means a regular Goy, just he was Mekabel to watch the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, but he did not go through a Maisa Geras, he's still called a Goy, they have no Tumas Negoyim. Now HaKil Kisharim Liris Das Negoyim. Anybody, even Yisrael, is kosher to see the Nega. If he's a buck, if he knows the lochus, it's only the Gezeras HaKosiv that the one to pronounce the person Tome, the one to pronounce him Tor, has to be a Kohen. And therefore, Oimrim Loi, a Yisroel that's a Bokeh that sees the Negra, that he knows that this Negra is Tomei, and he has the Kohen next to him, and the Kohen does not know the lochus. So Oimrim Loi, the Yisroel to tell this Kohen, Emor Tomei, tell this person that he's Tomei, because I know that this Negra is Tomei. And then the Kohen has a right just to say the person is Tomei, and then the person becomes Tomei. Or else, Emotor, the Israel tells the Kohen, listen, this Neger is Tor, tell the person his Tor is clean. Then the Kohen said that he's Tor. So, kids, even though Yisrael could paskin, but the actual Amira, the one that has to say it, has to be a Kohen. And what he says, that makes either the Choleis Tumor, or that takes off the Tumor. Now, the locker is that Ein Royim Shnei Negoyim Tiechot. A Kohen cannot see and paskin at two Negoyim the same time. Bein b'yishechot, bein b'shnei anoshim, whether they're both on the same person or they're on two different people. El rather, royes echod u'masgiro. You have to see one nega and paskin on it. Whether you say it's masgiroi means it has the color of a nega, but it doesn't have the simoni tum, like we'll see later, it doesn't have any white hair on it. So if it lochers, you have to watch him for another week. Or also machlitoi, let's say it has the color, and it also has simin tumma, it also has, let's say, two white hairs on it, then you mock it, you say for sure that he's tummy. Or also poitroi, or else you have to say that this color is bechlau, not a color of a nega, it's too dark, and therefore you paskin on the first nega first. Then after you finish your psak on the first nega, then bechlezel hasheni, then you go to paskin on the second nega. Now, ein mazgirin es hamuzgar. Let's say you already paskin on the first nega, that he's supposed to be watched for another week, and now in the middle of that week, another nega comes on the person. You do not have to pass on that nega now. It means, ain't ha maska muska, in the middle of a hezga, you don't pass on another one. And v'loy machlit nesa mukhlet, let's say you pass on the first nega today, that is vade tome, and then tomorrow another nega comes on the person, you don't have to pass on it now. And ain't masgirin nesa mukhlet, let's say on the first nega you pass on it, it's vade tome. Now on the second nega, you don't have to pass on it to make a hesker. You don't have to watch him now, but rather wait until the first nega becomes tor, and then you take care of the second nega. And the same thing, v'loy machlit in es hamuzgor. Let's say by the first nega, you pass on it has to have a hesker. You have to watch it for another 7 days. And then after you pass on the first nega, then it showed up another nega. You do not have to pass on the second nega. We'll soon see until the end of the week. So this is the klal. Again, the Mishnah started off to say that if the person has two negoyim on him, so like before they paskan the first nega, if the second nega showed up, senachanami, then you're supposed to paskan first on the first nega completely, and then paskan the second one. Just if you paskan on the first nega first, and at that time the second nega did not show up yet, the second nega first shows up after you paskan on the first nega, that's this part of the Mishnah to say, you do not have to take care of that second nega. But rather, Abu Batkhila, when you take care of the second nega, only if at the beginning, like before you paskin on the first nega, it showed up a second nega, then you mechuyev to paskin on the second nega right after you get finished paskin on the first nega, or else, b'soiv shavua, let's say you paskin on the first nega, and with a hesker, you have to watch it for 7 days. So at the end, on the seventh day, it's like a new psak. If by the end of the seventh day, a second nega showed up, so then you paskin then on the second nega also. Now, ha-maskir, maskir, v'ha-machlit, machlit. Meaning to say it, that this second week, or the first week, or the beginning, whatever you're paskin for one, it doesn't make a difference. You can paskin either the same or different for the second one. Means ha-maskir, maskir, if you're paskin heskir for the first one, you could also paskin the same thing for the second one also, if that's the case. V'ha-machlit, machlit. That's at the beginning, that the person had two negoyim on him. So after they paskin on the first negative, there's a machlit. They could right away pass on the second neg also that he's a machlit, if that's what he's supposed to be. That he's a vade tummy. Or else, maski, you could pass on the first neg that's a hesker, you have to watch him for another 7 days. Upoiter, again, if it came at the beginning or the end of the first week, and you look at the second one now, and that's Tor, so you could say he's Poiter, he's Tor. Machlut, the Rosh Kapaskan, that the first one is Vadei Tomei. Oh, Poiter, you could pass on the second negative is Vadei Tomei. At the right times, when you're supposed to pass on the second one, that psak has nothing to do with the first psak. Whatever you pass on the first nega has its psak, and now you pass on the second nega, its psak. Now, Mishnah Beis. Choson Sheniru Lo Nega. Let's say a person is a choson about to get married, and now it appears on his body, you nega. So, locher is Noistnu Loi Shiva Simeha Mishnah. We have a right, the Kohen has a right to wait, not to come and see the nega, not to pass on the nega, because maybe you make him tome to ruin his chasna. But rather, we let him get married, and we wait for Sheva Yimei Mishter, and after the Sheva Brochus, then the Kohen comes to Paskin on the Nega. That's called Noistin and Loi, Shiva Simeha Mishter. Loi, to him, or Leveisai, to his house. Let's say a Nega happens in his house, the same thing, we do not Paskin until after Sheva Brochus. Or Lechusa, let's say the Nega comes upon us, Begodim, the same thing, we wait till after the Sheva Brochus. Vechain Beregel, the same thing happens of any person, any Yisrael, that a Nega comes upon him, or his house, or his clothing, right before Yom Tov. So also, Nois Neloi, call you Mesa Regal. We have a right to wait till after Yom Tov, and then we'll first Paskin. But we have a right to push it off, not to ruin his Yom Tov. And in the Taras Kana Medashans from Apostik, over Yom Hareyes Boy, Minasa Yesh Yom Shatar Roya Boy, Yesh Yom Shiatar Roya Boy. There are some days that you don't see the Nega. Minasa, what's a Hefset for the person? We have right to wait. Yeah, now to Mishnah Gimel. Now the Mishnah is going to go to explain the different types of Nega, the different halachas. So Mishnah says, Or HaBosor, when you have a Nega on the skin of your flesh, and the Nega is like we had before in the first Mishnah, there are four Maras Negoyim, Shtayim Shem Arbo, there's the Beheris, and there's the Seis, there's the Sheleg, and there's Kesid, and then there's the Ketzer Malovon, then there's Kebetza, Krum HaBetza. So you have any one of those four maras of whiteness on your skin, that's called Or HaBosor, so Metama B'Shnei Shavuos. If it's the size of a gris when it comes to the Kayin, and it stays that way, so he watches it for 1 week, and then he watches it for a second week. And if at the end of the second week it doesn't grow bigger, then you become Tor. So for 2 weeks you have Tumas Hesker on you. Over Shloshe Simonim. But there are three simonim that can make you become Tomei Muchlat right away. And that's B'Seyo Lovon. If on this nega, on this white spot on your body, it grows inside that spot, the two white hairs, that's a simon Tomei, become Muchlat right away. Or else, Uvemichia, let's say some raw meat grows there. In the middle of the nega, the skin, the meat, the skin turns raw. That's a Michia. That's also a simon Tomei. Or else, Uvefisioin. I mean to say, if the nega spreads, if that white spot spreads in the size of a chadosha, the size of an adosha of a lentil, so that makes you, vadei tom, makes you a muchlat. Now, Mishnah explains, v'seya lovin of a michia, that we say a simin tumah is, if you have white, two white hairs growing there, or else the skin becomes ruah, that's batchila, that could happen at the beginning, as soon as you come to the kohen, and he sees the white spot on your body, and if there's two hairs there, or the michia, you become tamei muchlat right away. Or else of a seif shua rishon. It could be no. When the kohen first saw the nega, you didn't have this yet. So he watches you for 1 week. Hesker locks you up for 1 week. If at the end of the week now he finds seif love and a michia, you become muchlat. Or else it could even happen of a seif shua sheni. Let's say the end of the first week, nothing doing. So he locks you up for another week. The end of the second week, and now white hair grew or michia came there. You become a muchlat now. And even liachar aptur, meaning let's say after the second week, nothing happened, it didn't spread, and these two simon didn't come. So the kohen said that you're tor. And then later, after he said you're tor, later it grew white hair or michia, so you become a muchlat from then. What's going to be of a fisyon? This halak of the nega spreads, so that only applies the seif shuarishin, it only applies at the end of the first week. Because at the beginning, when you first come to the kohen, you can't have a fisyon. Like whatever size it is, that's the size of the original nega. It's only later, after the week goes by, then the kohen checks it a second time. If he sees the second time that it's wider, it's spread over the first time, then that's a simen tumah, that's called fisyon. Or else the same thing of a seif shavua sheni at the end of the second week. Or else even the achrab tur. Let's say after 2 weeks it did not spread, So Kayin Paskin that you tore, and then later it spreads. Senechlami, then you become a Mukhlat. Now the Mishnah explained itself from the time of Shnei Shavuos, where it doesn't spread, or there's no simonim, there's no two white hairs, or there's no michia, only the original mara. So then you're tame for 2 weeks, like we locked you up for 1 week, then for 2 week. Now how long are these 2 weeks? Shein shleish shasayim, it's only 13 days. Because at the end of the first week, on the seventh day, that day is oilu lakan lakan. That's the end of the first week, and it's also the first day of the 2nd week. So really together, it's only 13 days that you have a tumas hesker on you, and if the nega does not grow, does not have a white hair or michia, you become tor after 13 days. These are lochas of regular maris negoyim, a nega, white spot on your skin. Now, Mishnah Dalit, what's going to be hashchin viha michva? This is another type of a nega. A shchin and a michva, this is, a shchin means you got a wound on your hand, because of a bang, something hit you there, that the skin came off, and then the skin became sick, like came off, and then new layer of skin starts to grow. That's called hashchin, and that new layer of skin that grows over the wound. Or else be hamichva. Hamichva means the reason why the skin was removed because of a burn. You got burnt there on the skin, and the skin came off, and now a new layer of thin layer of skin is growing back. That's the neg of a shchin and a michva. So metame b'shvuechot, you only become tamei for 1 week. Again, meaning to say that after the skin got destroyed there because of a bang or because of a burn, and then when it starts to grow back again, the top thin layer, if on that thin layer there's a mara of a nega, one of the four colors we had before, a spot comes on that skin, so that's called you have a nega of a shchin or a nega of a michva. And here the chiluk between this nega and a regular nega is that you only tummy for 1 week, for shuech, we only lock you up like for 1 week. If at the end of the week it doesn't spread, we make you tore right away. But with shnei simonim, here there's only two simonim that can make you tame muchlut. And that is b'sei loven. Again, if on this shchin or on this michve, where the skin has a white spot, if on that white spot two white hairs grow there, or else the fission, or else when the kohen checks it out at the end of the week, he sees that the white spot spread, that makes you muchlut, makes you tame right away. So at the end of the first week it did not spread, that's the chiddush that you become tor, we do not have to wait another week. Now, b'sei loven, and also the chiddush is that there's no tumas michia. If the skin there turns rua, that's not a simin tamei by a shchin and by a michva. It's only by a regular nega, not by a shchin and by a michva. Now, b'sei loven, how does that happen? Batchila, b'seif shavua, liachar aptur. At the beginning, when you first come to the kohen at the beginning, and he sees the white spot on the shchin or michva, if at that time there is already two white hairs, to make sure mukhlat, your body tamei. Or else, let's say at the beginning you don't have the two white hairs, but just the safe shavu at the end of the first week, when he checks out a second time, then it grew the two white hairs, then you're tamei mukhlat. And even be le'achrap tur, let's say first you had your shchin or michva, and the kohen checked it out at the end of the week, and it did not spread, and you did not have this simonim of two hairs, so he said you're tor, and then later it grows two white hairs, you become tamei from them. Now over fission, how do you have the second simitum that it spreads? That could only be either b'seif shavua, at the end of the first week when the kohen checks you out the first or second time. So you already saw it the first day. So if he sees it now the second time that it spread, that's a simitum, your muchlet. Or else the yacharap tur, that's the after the first week, it did not spread yet, so the kohen passed him that you tore, and then later he sees that it spreads. So that's also machlet you to become tamei. Here, when he first sees it, the nega, without these two simonim, you have to wait 7 days until we check you out a second time. Now, Mishnah, hey, hanisokim, this is another type of a nega, this is where you have a bald spot, on sheberosh oy bizokin, either on your head, hair on your head, or on your beard. Now, to machlokes, some let him first learn that you do not have to have a mara, it doesn't have to change any colors. Just the fact that in the middle of your hair, or in the middle of your head, or in the middle of your beard, the hair starts to fall out and becomes a bald spot there, that gives you this tumei, that's called tumas nesokim. That the locher is mitamim b'shnei shavuos. Like if it does not, the kohen looks at it, and he puts you away for 1 week. He looks again at the end of the first week. If it does not spread, he puts you away for 2nd week. At the end of the 2nd week, then you become tor. Now, b'shnei simonim, like during these 2 weeks or right away, there are two simonim that can make you tamei muchlat right away. and that's either Beseyer Tsohov Dak, this very thin hair that grows there with the color of gold, like golden thin hair. If it grows in this Nesokim, in this bald spot of your head or in your beard, that makes you Tomei right away. Or else the Fisyon, or else again, like if it spreads, the bald spot spreads, like more hair falls off. You go to the Kohen first, and he puts you away for a week. At the end of the week, he sees that spread. That also makes you Mukhlat. Now the Mishnah explains, Beseyer Tzov Dak, if you have thin golden hair growing there, Batchila, the first time you come to the Kohen, if you have a bald spot there on your head or on your beard, and in the middle of the bald spot, there's this gold hair there, that makes you Tummy right away. Or else it could be Beseyf Shua Rishain, or else Beseyf Shua Sheni, or else even Liachar Aptur, even after you waited 2 weeks, and it didn't spread, so the Kohen said Yator, and then later it grows some golden hair there, you become Tummy Mukhlat from then on. Now, Befisyon, what's the case if this bald spot grows? That means Beseyf Shua Rishain, and he came to the Kohen first and he saw it, so he says you have to wait for 7 days. On the seventh day, when the Kohen looks at it a second time, if it spread then, he makes you from Mukhlat, Yavadi Tomei, or else the same Shua Sheni at the end of the second week, then it first spreads, or else even the Achrab Tur, let's say after the second week when the Kohen saw it the third time, he did not see it spread then, so he said Yator, and then later it started to spread, the bald spot got bigger, so then you become Mukhlat. Now, Metamim Bishnei Shavuos, the Loch here is also you have to wait 2 weeks, which is Shehen Shlei Shosiyem, really it's only 13 days, because the seventh day when the Kohen looks at the second time, that day is Oyle Lekan Lekan. It's called the end of the first week, and it's also called the first day of the second week. It's really the end of 13 days. If it did not spread, you become Tahor. Now, the Pshar we said before, that was for the Ramban learns the Chumash like that, that this Neg of the Nesak just means that on your hair, of your head, or your beard, it becomes a bald spot there, the size of the gris, even though it does not change the color of the skin there, still you have this Tumas Nesak. You have to watch it for 2 weeks. If it does not spread, then you become Tor. Or else if some golden hair grows there, you become Tumi Mukhlet, or else if it spreads. So that's Tumas Nesek, Misokim. Now the next Mishnah says, Mishnah Vov, HaKorachas V'Agabachas. That's another type of a baldness. That's not just how a bald spot comes in your head, but either the whole front of your head becomes bald, or else the whole back of your head becomes bald. That's called a Korachas and a gabachas. Now, a karachas means that the back part of your head became bald, and a gabachas means that the front part, like from the forehead until the temples, if they become bald, that's this tumas of hagabachas. So now, the lock over here is mitamas b'shnei shavuos. Again, if you have this simen tuma here, now here by karachas and a gabachas, here she to say that you only become tumay if there is a mara. Maratuma there. Because you have to have one of the four white spots there to be in the middle of this Karachas or Gabachas. So if you have a white spot there, so you metame shnei shavuos, for 2 weeks you remain tamei. Meaning after the first week the Kohen checks you out a second time, and if it did not spread, he has to check you out again for another week. So for 2 weeks you remain betumas hesker. Over shnei simonim. Now there are two simonim over here that can make you vadei tamei, which is b'michya. Either now in the middle of that simen nega, on the bald spot, there becomes a raw flesh, michya, or else of a fission, or else if it spreads, if the mara nega spreads, so that also makes you tummy. So the chiddush of this tumas of karachas and gabachas over regular mara on your skin is that by regular mara on your skin, there was a simen tuma of two white hairs. But over here, since it's on your bald spots of your head, so here there's no simin of two white hairs. And some of us learn, even if two white hairs grow there, you do not become tummy. But otherwise, it has a regular tumas of a regular nega. That on this bald spot, whether it's in the front part of your head or the back part of your head, you become tummy if you have one of the four maras negoyim there. Whether the size of the grist of your skin there turns white, either like snow, or like sid, or like white wool, or like krum beta. Now, it has the same malach as a regular nega, that you, 2 times you have to have a hesker, and you tell me for 2 weeks. Now, the Mishnah explains, b'michya, what's going to be if some raw meat grows there in the middle of the simen, so batchila, whether the Kohen sees that there right away, as soon as you have your bald spot, and as soon as you have a white spot on it there, and it's a michya, you become tummy right away, or else besayv shvur rishon. Let's say at the beginning when the kohen saw it, it did not have the michiyah yet. So it just says we have to wait 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, looks a second time, and now we see on this white spot, on the bald spot there, there's a michiyah, the meat, the flesh turned ruah. That's a simen tumah. Who adin besayv shvur sheni? Let's say at the end of the first week, nothing doing. So he locks you up for another week. At the end of the second week, now there's a michiyah there. Now you become muchlat. Who adin liach raptur? After the second week, let's say he did not see anything, so the kohen said that you tore, and then later a michya, the ruah spot, grows there. So that also makes you tummy. Now with this yun, how do you have the case where the nega spreads? Either could be b'seif shvur rishon. Again, first you come to the kohen that the front part of your hair, your head, became bald, and on that bald spot, on that bald place of your skin, there was a mara of a nega there. So he sees it once, and he waits for a week. If at the end of the week he comes, and he sees that it spread, so that also makes you vade tomei. Hu adin b'seif shvur sheni. Let's say at the end of the first week it did not spread, so he has to lock you up for another week. At the end of the second week, if it spreads then you become tomei. Or else hu adin liach raptur. Let's say after the second week it did not spread, so the kohen said that you're tor, and then later it starts to spread, so later you become tomei. Now, metamei b'shnei shavuot, the locher is also as hesker, you become tomei for 2 weeks. Shein shloishos yom. Really, it's only 13 days, because the seventh day helps for both the end of the first week and the beginning of the second week. That's the lochus of these different type of negoyim. Again, we had so far the maros negoyim on your skin, but really there were four colors, four different white colors, but really could be eight colors, because there's red mixed into every one of them. So the first one, eighth one, the eight different colors are on your skin. Then we had where you have it on a shchin or a michveh, which that's not on your skin itself, but that's where you had a wound on your skin, and the skin came off, and then new skin starts to grow back. That you have also one of these eight different colors on that spot. That was the nega of a shchin and a michveh. That there did not have a tumas michya, the chiddush was. They only had a tumah of sayalovon and fisyon. And then we had on the sokim, that stam, where you have a little bald spot in the middle of your head or in the middle of your beard, even though there's no maros negoyim there at all, still you become tamei. And now the last case we had was the karachas negabachas, where the front part of your head or the back part of your head becomes bald, not just on one small spot, but the whole front or the whole back becomes bald, then you only become tamei if there's a mara of a nega there. And the chiddush is that there's no tumah of white hair, but rather only of michya and b'fisyon. Now Mishnah Zayin. Habagodim, a new type of a tumah. There could be a nega on your clothing, not on your body itself, but on your clothing. See, the locher is mitama mishnei shavuos. Also, you could have this tumah for 2 weeks. And over shloisha simonim, there are three simonim that make you tumah if it comes upon your begodim. First of all, it's be a rak uvi adamdam. On begodim, we don't have the four maris, the white maris. They do not make the bega tumah. It has to either be a green color, or else an adamdam, or else it has to be a red color. These are the two colors that make your begodim tamei. Uve fisyon, or else if these things spread, like we'll soon explain. Now the Mishnah explains, the irak rek uvi adamdam, that we say if there's a green spot or a red spot on the begid, that's a simen tumah. So it means to say betchila. That's at the beginning when you first came to the kohen, there was a green spot or a red spot. So lochus, when you first come to the kohen, we have to wait 1 week to see if it spreads or not, and then we wait a second week. If it here the chiddush is though, even though it doesn't spread by the end of the second week, as long as it doesn't become smaller, it doesn't become keya lighter, that's called the simen tumah, becomes tamei vaday, and we have to burn the begid. That's why here it's different by maros negoyim. By maros negoyim on the skin, if you have that first white color, if it stays the same way for 2 weeks, you become tor. That's why before we do not call those maros simen tumah. But over here by begodim, the locher is that this yirakrak, or this adamdam, this green color on the begid, or the red color on the begid, if it stays the same way for 2 weeks, then it becomes vade tumah, and you have to burn the whole begid. Therefore, it's called the simen tumah. Even though you're not tummy right away, you have to wait till the end of the 2 weeks. But I call upon him, if it doesn't change, then you have to burn it. So that's why Vadamda means Betchila was there at the beginning, or else the Seif Shvur Rishon, it first showed up at the end of the first week, or else besayf shua sheni, or else even liyachar aptur, even after the kayin said that the beged is tor, lemoshol, that after the first week, after the second week, it became smaller, the size of the color, or else it became lighter, she said your tummy, and then later it comes back again to the same color, the same size it was before, so that's the simen tummy. So the kids, what the Mishnah means to say is that betchila, when you first come to the kohen and the kohen sees a green spot or a red spot, so he has to wait a week. So he looks at it b'seif shvur rishon at the end of the first week, and even though it stays the exact same way, he has to look at it a second time at the end of the second week. So that's called b'seif shvur sheni. And if it stays the same way in echnami, then it becomes a simen tumah that's tamevad. You have to burn it. Now again, we explained. Let's say at the end of the second, the end of the first week, it became smaller or lighter. That's called hipatid. He said, no, yator. Then liyachar aptur, even after the kohen paskin that yator, later it comes back again. The green spot to the red spot to the same size and the same color was at the beginning. That's the simen tumah. It's tamevad. You have to burn the whole beged. Over fisyon, how do you have a case where it just spread? That's called b'seif shvur rishon. Let's say you first come to the kohen, and it has this green spot on it. So he says, okay, let's wait for a week. And he sees it at the end of the first week. And at the end of the first week, when he sees it, it's spread. That's a simen tumah v'adai. You have to burn the whole beged. B'seif shvur shen. Let's say at the end of the first week, it did not spread. But at the end of the second week, it spread. Then also, you have to burn it. And the chur, the kasher, and this is the chur that we just learned, will be tumah anyway. Like after the second week, even though it stayed the same color, the same size, it's tamei muchot anyway. So what's the chiddush now that it spread? So we'll soon see. We'll see later on the lochis. Some said at the end of the second week, it's only tamei muchot if the same color remains. But let's say it changed a little bit from the Iraq rank to Adamdeim. Then it could be that just the mokum anegi you have to cut out and burn just that part for the regular beged is tor. But then later, after the second week, then later it spreads a little bit more. Then you have to burn the whole beged. That's the chiddush. Or else the Mishnah says liyachar aptur. Let's say at the end of the second week it became smaller or it became lighter. The lochur is then the beged is tor, and then later the beged spreads. The color spreads. That makes it vaday tom that you have to burn the whole beged. So the Mishnah ends off with mitama mishnei shavus that you have to wait these 2 weeks, which really are shehein shloish asayim. They're also only 13 days. The seventh day is only lekan lekan. The seventh day helps both the end of the first week and the beginning of the second week. So that aloch is of tumas on the begodim, which we'll learn more about later on. Now the last type is tumas habatim. So mishneches habatim. What's going to be if you have a house and there's a nega on the wall of your house, and again it's the same color as the begodim. It's either green, very green, or else very red. Adam yirak rakvi adam dam. So also mitamim b'shloshes shvuos. Here the chiddush is that we even lock you up a third time for a third week. After the first week, after the second week, after a third week. But b'shloshes simonim, there are three simonim that will make the batim vaday tummy. That the irakrek or the adamdim or the fisyon. Again, if this green color or red color stays on the wall for 3 weeks straight, then we make the house vaday tummy. Or else even less than that of the fisyon, which starts to spread. Also, we make the house if it's vaday tummy. Now, the aloch of tumas batim is like this. Now, let's say you have a green spot or red spot on the wall. So the current first sees it. He like locks it up, keeps everybody out for 1 week. Then he sees at the end of the first week. So if the same color is still there, he locks it up for a second week. Now, at the end of the second week, now it depends. If it still stays the same way, so aloch is at the end of the second week that you have to knock out that stone or that part of the wall that has the green color on it and take the offer right around it and then put new cement inside it. That's what you do at the end of the second week. And still you have to keep everybody out for another week, the end of the third week. At the end of the third week, if nothing spreads or the nega doesn't come back again, then the kohen says the bayis is tor. So now the Mishnah explains the yirak rak of the adamdim. How is this a simen tumah? That batchila, when you first come to the kohen, first comes to the house, and it sees a green spot on the wall or a red spot on the wall, so the house now right away becomes tummy, and you have to have a hezgi, you have to lock it up for 1 week. B'seif shvur rishon, at the end of the week, the kohen comes back, and if the kohen still stays the same way, it didn't get any bigger, So then he locks it up for another week. Then he comes back b'seif shua sheni, and all this time the house is tameh. At the end of the second week, let's say now the nega still stays the same color, same size. Like we said before, what you have to do is knock out that part of the wall that has the color on it and put new cement in there, and you lock it up for another week, and the current comes back the safe shua shlishi. So at the end of the third week, the nega did not come back, and echanami, from then the bias is tor. So the kitza for 3 weeks, the bias was tameh, now becomes tor. Or else liyachar aptur, even after the third week, if the kohen says the house is tor, and then later the nega comes back again onto the wall, even though it comes back the same size as was at the beginning, so then the bias becomes tameh that you have to knock down the house. That's the law of Stam Yirak Rek V'Adamdeng. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Now, what's going to be over Fisyon? Let's say the spots spread. It's like this. B'Seif Shvur Rishon. Means first the Kohen came into the house and he saw the green spot on the wall and he measured it. Then he locked it up. It's Tameh for that week. Comes back at the end of the week. If at the end of the week the spot spread, then it's Tameh Vada. He has to knock down the whole house. Or else B'Seif Shvur Sheni. He comes back at the end of the second week. And then it starts to spread. So you have to knock down the whole house, or else be safe shua shlishi. Let's say the end of the first 2 weeks it did not spread. So the end of the second week you have to just knock out the stone that the color was on and lock it up for 3 week. At the end of the third week it comes back and it spread. So lachar then you have to knock down the whole house, or else even the achar aptur. Let's say the kohen came back at the end of the 3 week and the nega did not come back. So the kohen paskin, the house is tor from now on. And then later the nega comes back again onto the wall. That's called you have to make a tum. That's called pisyon, your metamrit, that you have to knock down the whole house. And therefore, the Mishnah explains, well, metamim b'shloisha shavuos, like this, the house remains tummy for 3 weeks. As soon as you get a rock break of your damdim, you have to wait for 3 weeks before it can become tor. In a case where the color stays the same way, that we just said for the first 2 weeks, then you knock it out, and at the end of the third week, it doesn't come back. So for those 3 weeks, you're tummy. Shame, which comes out to be Tisha Sayyim. Really, there are only 19 days, because the end of the seventh day, the first seventh day counted for 2 days, and the end of the 13th day counted for 2 days. So together, you only have 19 days. The Ain bin Agoyim Pachos Meshvu Echad. There's no nega, like once you have to watch it, that's not tummy for less than 7 days. For Lo Yaiser Ashleisha Shavuos, and no nega that remains tummy, bin Asofik for more than 3 weeks. At the end of the 3 weeks, either it's tor or else it's muchlat. We don't have a sofik more than 3 weeks. That's by this nigei habatim. After the second week, you knock out the stone where the nega was on. At the end of the third week, there does not come back. So at the end of the third week, it becomes tor. There's only tumah for 3 weeks. That's the most that can remain tumah of the hefker is for 3 weeks by tumas habatim. So kids, these are all the different type of colors of Hilchas Negoyim. Now we understand the Mishnah we had before that said that there was the Abdoisa Ben Hukkanah said that Maros Negoyim were Shloishim Veshisha. He had 36 different Maros Negoyim. So the 36 we had was, again, there was original 4 white colors, and then each one of them could have a little bit of red mixed into it. That was 8. And there are 4 different types. There's the regular Mara of a Nega on your skin, and then there was one on the shchin and the michva, that's 2, and then there was on the nesek, on the bald spot in your head, or else there was the karachas and the gabachas, where the front and the back became bald. That was 4 times 8, that was 32 different colors. And then you have another 2 of maris nigei begodim, which was yirakra of yadamdim. Then another 2 of mari on the batim, which is also yirakra of yadamdim. That's why you had the 36 different deep colors for Maris Negoyim. Now, really, the question that Mishnah was, it says Nesek was one of them that had the 8 different colors. And really, we learned before the Mishnah of Nesek that you become Tum even without a Shinu Mara. Just the fact that it became a bald spot in the middle of your head or in the middle of your beard, you become Tumay. So, Tez Yontif, it brings down the Pshat, is that true? You don't need a special Mara there, but I call upon them, those 8 Maris are the Chlal, that din also. So, the Maisa, there are 36 different colors, different type of dinim, where you could have the different maros negoyim. Now we're up to a perek dalet. Yeah, Mishnah Aleph. Yesh b'seya lovon ma'ashen b'fisyon. the simin tumah, that white hair, two white hairs grow in the middle of your nega, it has special locha that you don't find by the locha of fisyon where the nega spreads. And the opposite way, the yesh be fisyon, there are certain special lochas about the spreading, ma'ashein b'sayu lovan, you don't have with the white hairs. And what is this? She sayu lovan mitana batchila. When you first come to the kohen the first time, and he sees the nega, if it has a white spot the size of a gris, and there are two white hairs on it, so it's matama you right away, you're muchlat right away. Or matama b'chol mara loivin. Meaning these two hairs, any type of white that it has, is to, makes you tummy. It does not have to be from the four colors of white. It means even if it's darker than a krum beitza, still it's a simen tuma, since these hairs are white. Mashenke by fisyon, if the nega spreads, if only if it spreads, with one of those four colors of the maras negoyim. V'yein boi simen tohira. And there's no way that two hairs will make you tor. Meaning even if your whole body, all the hair of your body turns white, that's not a simen tohira, it's only a simen tameya. Mashenke by fisyon, sometimes when it spreads over the whole body, it becomes into a simen tohira. Now the Mishnah explains, yesh bepisyon, there are certain chumras about pisyon, about spreading, that you don't have by say loven, and that is shehapisyon mitame becholshu. No matter how much it spread, even a small amount, it makes you tamei. Again, the first time you came to the kohen, he saw the nega, no matter how big it is, he measured it up. The next week you come, if it just spread a drop, even a mashu, it makes you vade tamei. Mashenken, by the white hairs, you have to have at least two hairs. One white hair will not make you tamei. Or mitame b'chol hanegoyim. Any type of a nega you have, when it spreads, it's a simen tuma. Whether it's nega yodim, whether it's nega begodim, or nega batim. Mashenken, say lovin, you only have by nega or habosa. Chutz la nega, what in the pisyon, it spreads outside the ikur of the nega. Mashenken, the say lovin, mashenken, the white hair, it only makes you tamei if it grows inside the nega. But if it grows outside the nega, you tor. Mashenken pisyon is that it starts to spread outside the original nega. Now Mishnah Beis. Yesh b'michyo ma'ashein b'pisyon. There's something special about this simen tuma of raw meat grows there over the spreading. And yesh b'pisyon ma'ashein b'michyo. There are certain special chumras about spreading that you do not have it by the raw meat. Now what is that? Sha'michi again metama batchila. If you have a nega, one of the dalad maros negoyim, and when you come to the kohen the first time, there's a michi, it's a raw meat there, so you become tamei muchlat right away. But fisyon, you can't have that, because the first time you come, that's its size. It's only the second time when it grows, when it expands more. Or metama b'chol mara. Any type of a mara you have, the michi becomes tamei. It doesn't have to be white. No matter what color it is, the raw meat, whether it's red or black or white, the red, the raw meat, makes you tamei. Mashenken, the pisyon, is also only from the dalad maros negoyim. V'yein bo simen torah. Again, there's no way that a michi can make you tor. It's only a simen tameya. Mashenken, by pisyon, when it spreads over the whole body, then it's a simen taira. Now the Mishnah explains, yesh be pisyon, there are special things about spreading. Sha pisyon mitama b'kolshu. Again, when it spreads, no matter how small it spreads, it makes you tamei. Mashenken, a michya also has a shear. A michya has to be at least the size of a chadosha or lentil. If it's smaller than that, it's not metamayu. Or metama b'chol ha-negoyim. Pishin also applies to all the negoyim. Mashenken, michya does not. A michya does not apply to begodim or to batim. Or even to a shchin, does not apply the tumas of a michya. Chutz lenega. Again, a pishin is that it spreads outside the nega. Mashenken b'michya. A michya is only metamiyu if it's inside the nega. It has to be surrounded by the nega. But if it's outside the nega, then you would not have a tumah of a michya, would not be a simin tumeya. Mishnah Gimel. Yesh b'seyelovon mashen b'michya. V'yesh b'michya mashen b'seyelovon. There are certain chumras about the white hair that you don't find by the raw meat, and certain things by the raw meat you don't find by the white hair. She'seyelovon, the white hair, mitame b'ashchin, even when the neger is a shchin or a michva, when the skin was ruined because of a bang or because of a burn, and then when the skin starts to grow back, if you have a mara there, that's a shchin or a michva, so seyer lovon is a simen tumah there. Mashenke not a michia. If you have a michia there, that's not a simon tameya. Also, se'elovin is b'mechunis u'b'mefuzar. Whether the two hairs are close together or that they're separated, don't make a difference. As long as they're both inside the nega, it's a simon tuma. B'mevutzar, b'shlemim mevutzar. Doesn't make enough gemina whether it's surrounded. Mevutzar means it's surrounded by the nega. Meaning to say the hair is in the middle of the nega, and there's around the hair, it's surrounded with the nega, or whether it's not surrounded by the nega. Just that the hair is at the end of the nega. True, it's touching the nega, but it's at the end of it. It's not surrounded by the nega. The simin, the Cyrus, two white hairs, would make you tummy. Ma'ashen came by michi, we'll soon see it's not, by michi, it's not that way. If it's not surrounded by the nega, there'll be no tumas michia. Michi is only if in the middle of the nega, that it became raw meat, and it's still surrounded all around the meat, there has to be the nega around the raw meat. Now the Mishnah explains, yesh b'michya, there are certain chumas about a michya, the raw meat, sha'michya metama b'karachas or the kabachas. A michya is metama, whether the front part of your hair is bald, whether the back part of your hair is bald. Ma'ashenken, there's no tumma se'elovan on your bald spots on your head, because since they don't have any hair, or even if you do have white hair, it's not a simen tuma on the bald spots of your forehead or the back of your head. Hafucha v'shaloi hafucha. A michia is metama whether it's hafucha or whether it's not hafucha. Now hafucha means that the beheretz, the mara nega came first, and then came the michia, and then the raw meat grew upon the mara. That's one way. Or else shaloi hafucha means to say that the michia, the raw meat, was there first, and then around the raw meat, then it grew, then it came to the Beharis. In both ways, you tell me. Ma'ashenka, and by Se'elovin, it's not that way. Se'elovin is only if first you had a Mara Nega on your skin, and then, like the Mara, turned the hair to become white. But if you have white hair first, and then the Nega would come, the skin would turn white, there would not be a Simen Tameya. So the Chumra of a Michya over Se'elovin. That's called Hafucha v'Shalei Hafucha. By michya, whether the michya came first, whether the beharos came first, doesn't make a difference. Now, umakeves es ahoifech kulei lovin. Meaning to say, it's a makev, it stops the heter of a kulei lovin. Meaning to say, let's say the nega spread over your whole body, that's a simen tor, you become tor. But let's say, even though it's spread over the whole body, still there's one size of a michya there, bechadosha, that still keeps the tumah there. There is the michyeh is ma'akev, the heter, the tyro of hofach kulolovin. As long as there's a michyeh there, some part of the skin is raw, the meat is raw there, even so only the size of a lentil of a chadosha, that would still make you tummy. Or metama v'chomara, this michyeh, any type of a color it is, as long as it's raw meat, it makes a simen tuma, ma'ashenken b'seilovin, ma'ashenken by the white hair is only metama you if it's white, not if it's other colors. And then if the nega spreads over the whole body, so even though you have white hair, that does not stop the tyra. You remain Torah since the nega spread over the whole body. There's only this chumra by michya, not by sayer lovin. So on the Mishnah Dalit. Shtei Cyrus, not that there's a simen tameya, if you have two white hairs in the nega. So shtei Cyrus, ikoron mashkiv roisha and mal bin tor. If the ikiv by the root of the hair, it's black, just on the top part of the hair, where it grows up, that became white, that's still Torah. That's not a simen tumeya. But the other way, let's say Ikorin Malvin, let's say on the bottom part of the hair, where the roots are, it's white. For Roisha Mashri, even though the top part of the hair became black, is tumeya, that's a simen tumeya. Now, Kame Yehei, Balab Ninis, like how long does the white have to go along the hair? Like we're saying now, the white has to start by the bottom of the hair, by the root. But how high up of the hair, how much of the length of the hair has to be white of these two hairs? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir Oimer Kolshu. Any little bit, as long as by the root, by the ikur, it's white, any kolshu of it makes it a simen tumeya. As long as you have two of them. Rabbi Shimon Oimer No. Kedei likroitz bazug. In order to be able to cut it with a pair of scissors, that's how long the hairs have to be of white. And the Rav says, even though he passed like Rav Meir, that the whiteness could be a kolshu, but the hair itself has to be long enough, kedei likroitz bazug. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be, hoysa achas milamato, it was only one hair by the root, by the bottom of it. but the nechlokom melamalo on top of the hair split into two. The nearest kishtein, it looks like two white hairs. Still the locher is tor. It's not a simen tumma tmeya, since lamata it's only one hair. What's going to be by a heres ovo seyer lovon or seyer shocher? Let's say you have a heres, you have your white nega on the skin, and inside it there's seyer lovon, there's white hair, or else there's even the black hair. So locher is tummy, that the neg remains tummy, and if there's two white hair, that's a simen tmeya. And the chiddush is that ain chish, we're not afraid that Shema Miyat Mekoyim Sayer Shochor Esa Beheres Bifnei Shein Boi Mamish. Let's be afraid, maybe. Let's say the neg is exactly the size of the gris. Exactly. So let's be afraid, maybe, the roots, like the place where the hair comes out in that nega, that should take away from the size of the nega. So whether you have white hairs there, or even if you have black hairs, maybe the place of the hair itself, like, takes away from the size of the nega. And it should be considered now, like, you do not have a gris. Kamashma, no, that the Mishnah says no, that Ein Chesh, we're not afraid that Shema Miyat maybe took away Mekoyim Seyer, the place of the hair, shark or black, at the beres, on the size of the beres, which the size of a gris. Then the Teretz is Mifnei Shein by Mamish, since it has no mamashes to it, it has no substance to it. That place is so small, the place where the hair grows out from, that's not considered anything to take away from the shear of a gris. No, exactly the size of the gris, that we'll see later on in Perek Vov. The Mishnah Hey, by Heres Kegris, let's say you have the size of a nega, exactly the size of a gris, of a bean. Now, V'chut Yaitzim Emenu, the little string-like of also white coming out from it. V'chut Yaitzim Emenu, on your skin, is also a little bit like string of white coming out. So it depends. Im Yesh by Reicher Shtei Soros, if this chut is wide, at least the size of two hairs, so then zoyku kol say eleven ulefisyon. Let's say on this a streak of white coming out of the nega, there are two white hairs there. So that makes the nega tome. Now this is called the continuation of the nega. And who are din ulefisyon? Since this extends, this becomes wider. It's similar like the nega itself expanded, and you become tome. Avuler lemichya. But who cannot make a tumas nichya, means on this chut, on this strand of white that's coming out of the nega, if that turns a raw meat there, it's not matama. Because by nichya we have that the shear has to be two cyrus by two cyrus, but it has to be surrounded by the nega itself. So we hear that the whole strand is only two cyrus, you cannot have a simin of a nichya on this chut that's sticking out. Now that it says Zoyku Kol Lisei Lovin Lefisyon, Lefisyon means, let's say at the beginning when you came to the Kayin, you had this white spot on your skin, the size of a gris, but there's also a little bit strand that came out. That's the way it was when you first came to the Kayin. And again, it's like a string, like a thread of whiteness on your skin. Now if that's wide to Saris, then when you come back the second time, the nega spread further than those, the strand of white, mean to say the pisyon took place like next to this chut, not onto the ikur and the nega, but next to this chut. So since the chut itself is two saris wide, it's considered like part of the nega, and therefore the pisyon now is like extended, the nega expanded, and therefore it become tame. But if this chut is less than two saris, so then when you come back the second week, as the pisyon starts to extend at the end, it starts to expand the beheris on the other side of the strand, it's like starting a new nega, it's not attached to the first one. And therefore, we'll only be tummy there if there's the size of the gris on the pisyon by itself, but it's not called an extension of the first nega. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be shtei behoris? Let's say you have two different maras negoyim, two different ones, near one another, but v'chut yaitzim mitel hazeh, again, there's a small strand-like, a thread-like, of whiteness that goes across to attach one to the other. So again, in Yesh by Rechev Shtei Saris, if this strand of white has the width of at least two Saris, so Mitzarfen, it's Mitzarf the two Simonim together, and it has a loch like one Simon, and therefore let's say one side has two white hairs, the whole thing becomes a Mukhlat. And if not, but the Imlav, let's say the thread, this Chut, is not two Saris wide, then any Mitzarfen doesn't put the two Negorim together. So Let's say there be a white, two white hairs on one side, only that side will become tamei, not the other side. Test of chiddush, if you have a gris, a white spot, and then there's a chut, there's this like little strand of white coming out of it, so if it's white, to Cyrus, it's called like part of the neger itself, it's mitzarif anything to the neger. And if it's not white, to Cyrus, it's called by itself, it's not called part of the neger. Mishneh Vov. Baheres kigris, you have a white simen, you have a nega of baheres, a white nega on your skin, and it's the size of a gris, uvo michyo kadosha. And inside the baheres, inside this gris, is a michyo, a raw meat, the size of a kadosha. And also the seyelovin b'techa michyo, in the middle of the michyo, you have the seyelovin, and the seyelovin now is b'techa michyo. So it comes out that this nega is not tame because of the seyelovin, because the seyelovin is not in the middle of the beheris, it's in the middle of the michya. Just the middle of the beheris is the michya. Therefore, this beheris is tame because of the michya, the raw meat. Now, what's going to be holcha hamichya? Let's say the michya goes away, and it's only a beheris now. The locha is now tameyim if nei seyelovin, that this nega is still tame, because the maisa now, there's the seyelovin is the middle of the nega. What's going to be holach seyelovin? Let's say in the first case that the seyelovin goes away. So tomei mifnehem michya. You should know the nega is still tomei because the mice of the michya is still there. Again, you had a nega of a beheris. The nega the size of a gris of a beheris. And then there's also another size of a chadosh of a michya in the middle of it. So now even though the seyelovin goes away, so what? You still have the michya there, therefore it's tomei. Now Rabbi Shimon says no mitayher mevnei shaloi hafachtoi habeheres. Rabbi Shimon says no. In the last case you tore because it's not considered like the beheres changed over the hair to become white, but considered like the white hair was here before. There was in the case when the michya goes away. Again, the case when first you had your beheres and then you had a michya in it, and then two white hairs grew in the michya. So when two white hairs grew, it was not a simen tamei yet, because it's not in the middle of the beheres, in the middle of the michya. And now the michya, the raw meat, becomes normal again. So the michya goes away. Now it comes out the two hairs are in the middle of the beheres. Rabbi Shimon, in this case, says he's remained tor, because the beheres is not what changed the two hairs to become white. They became white before the beheres was there, because of the michya. And therefore, that's not a simen tamei. But if Shimon holds, it has to always be that the beheres always has to be kodma, even kodachamoso. But kodma means it has to be that the beheris is what caused the hair to change white. And here it was not the beheris, it was the michya, therefore according to Rav Shimon, it's tahor. Now, what's going to be beheris that he or michyoso like a gris? Let's say now you have exactly the size of the gris here, which is made up from a beheris, the white spot, and the michya is inside it. True, the michya is the size of the kadosha, and altogether, it's only a gris, which is still a simen tamei. It's still tamei. But v'seya lovam b'toch haberes. Now, also, you had two white hairs that grew in the middle of the beheres, in the middle of the nega. So now there are two simonim to make this nega tamei. There's the seya lovam and there's the michya. They're both in the middle of this nega. So what's going to be holcha hamichya? Let's say the michya becomes healthy, the raw meat goes away, is tameiim if nei seya lovam, but the nega is still tamei, because the seyelovin is there from before ready on the nega. What's going to be holach seyelovin? Let's say the two white hairs turn black, but they go away. So tamei mifnei hamichya. You're still tamei because the michya is there in the nega. On this, Rabbi Shimon mitayr. Rabbi Shimon says, no, yitor. Mifnei shloi hafachtoi beheres kegris. Again, Rabbi Shimon argues in this case when the michya goes away, so all you're left with was these two white hairs. Even though these two white hairs were on the beheres itself, not on the michya, but still Rabbi Shimon says yitor. And the reason is, mifnei shloi hafachta beheres kegris. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have the size of a gris, or the beheres of a gris there first. And then that gris, that beheres, changes the hair to become white. Then the white is a simen tamei. But over here at the beginning, you never had a complete gris worth of the beheres. It was made up at the beginning of gris of a beheres and a michya. So true, it was tummy then. But I call upon him, the gris was made up of a part of the michi also. And therefore, according to Mishim, if the michi is what turned the hair to become white, that does not make the hair to be a simen tamei. The two white hairs are only a simen tamei if what caused it to turn white nor that was there first was had to be of the heris the size of a gris, and then the size of the gris of the heris, and then two white hairs grow on it, that's a simen tumeya. But over here at the beginning, you did not have the size of the gris, it was only a little bit less, it was one abdasha less than a gris, because you had the michi with it to make it up to a gris. So according to Rabbi Shimon, now when the michi goes away, just the simen tumeya of the two white hairs, that would not make a tummy. Umaydu though, but he agrees, Shem Yesh bin the Koim say a lovon kagris shutame. But let's say at the beginning that the heris was the size of a gris, and Enechnami then there was a michi kadoshe besides that, and later the michi goes away, then the Shem would agree that the two hairs are still a simen tumeya. Since when the two hairs grew at the beginning, there was already there a heris the size of the gris, so that made those hairs turn white. That'll be a simen tumeya, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Baheres, you had a simen baheres on your skin, size of the gris or else more. Ovo michio fission. Two things happened to it. That was michio means the skin grew raw there, came raw. Or else fission, after you came back after the first week, after the second week, it started to spread. So now the Kohen pronounced you tamei vada imuchlek, because of two reasons, because of the michia and because of the fission. What's going to be holuch v'hamichia? Later the michia heals up, the raw meat goes away. Still tmeyim if naya fission. As long as the spreading is still there, that nega did not go away, so you're tamim muchlet because of the fission. What's going to be holuch v'hafission? That's the part that spread became darker, that the nega went away. So you should know, tmeyim if naya michia, you're still tamim, because of the michi that grew in the ikar of the nega. So therefore, until both of them go away, you remain tumeya muchlat. V'chein, the same thing, if you had two simoni tumeya, the white hair grew in the nega, and also started to spread. The same thing, holch, that if one goes away, you still tumeya because of the other, until both of them go away. What's going to be holcho v'chozer b'soyf shavua? Let's say the Beheres goes away in the middle of Yemei Hezger. You came to the Kohen first, and he says, okay, we'll put you away for a week. And in the middle of that week, the Beheres went away. But at the end of the week, when you come back to the Kohen to see it again, the Beheres comes back to its place again. So, Holcho v'chozer b'seif Shavua. The locher is Afi k'moy shoysa. It has the same malacha like it was before. Meaning to say, if the Kohen saw it once before, and now he sees it at the end of the first week, it has the same malach as if it never went away, and therefore we still have to lock you up for another week. We'll be coming back now at the end of the second week, and Chanami, now the Kohen will make you Torah. We do not just sit as if when the Nega went away in the middle of the week, as if now when it comes back again it's starting over again, but rather no, since it happened in between the week, when the Kohen does not look at you, so since at the end of the week when the Kohen does look at you, it's back to the same size, the same color as before, it's still called the continuation of the first Nega. That's called Holcha v'chozer b'seif shavua is harehi k'moy shoyse, has the same malacha as if it was before. What's going to be liyachar aptur? Let's say after the nega was there for 2 weeks, it didn't spread. So the Kohen said that you're tor. Liyachar aptur, then it goes away and then it comes back again. That's liyachar aptur. Then teruah katchila, it's like the beginning of the new beheris. You have to start over again. It needs now two esgerim. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hoysa Aza? At the beginning, when you first came to the Kohen, the Nega was really white, Aza, like snow. Venasis Keya, at the end of the week, it became a little bit darker. But still a tome de Coca-Cola, it came less like a Kruma Beitza. Or else the opposite way, when you first came to the Kohen, it was Keya. It was the color of a Kruma Beitza. Venasis Aza, at the end of the week, when you come back the second time, it was bright like snow. Is Harei Kumay Shoiso still at the same malacha as if it stayed the same way, and you have to lock it up another week? But that's not called the Shinu the Mara, since it still stayed within one of the four Maras Negoyim. Over Vad, like it says, Shalei Tismait Miaba Maras, it can become less or darker than the four colors of white. What's going to be Konso Ufosiso, or else Fosiso the Konso? So Rabbi Kiva Metame, the Chachomim Metarim. Last part of Mishnah, let's say Konso. That's when he came to the Kohen, the Nega became smaller than a gris. And then later, Foshasot, later it spread, it came back again. or else wash yourself. First it's bread. And then when you come back a second time, because it came back to the original size, so Rabbi Kiva Matamar, both his case says it's a simen tumah. Since Lamaisa, this nega did spread, even though first it became smaller, and then it spread the original size, but Lamaisa, after it had a shame nega on it, it spread, so therefore it's a simen tumah. V'chom metan, v'chom say no, it's Torah. Let's say in the first case, it was konsa, it came less than the size of the gris. So like bottle the shame gris. Then the foshso, when it spread to be the size of the gris, it's like a new nega. So you don't have a din pisyon on it. But if the opposite yosu, first it spread, and then it went in konsa, it came smaller again, the mice, now the pisyon went away. So therefore, according to Chomim, it's like a new nega, and therefore it's without the pisyon. Now wherever week you're in, like you have to continue on, if you're under the first week, not like a new nega, I mean, it just doesn't have the luck of a pisyon. That if you're at the end of the first week, you still have to have another hezger for the second week. If you're at the end of the second week in Echlami, then it would remain a tahor. Mishneches, beheres kegris. You have a beheres, the size of gris, start out with, size of the gris. Ufoshasa, and it spread, it became bigger. Kechati gris, it spread to the size, an extra chati gris. But then, then from the original neged, went away kechati gris. And now again, you're only left with the gris. So Rabbi Kiva Ulai Metirah Bathchila looks at it, and you have to start over like a new nega now. It's like a new nega. It's not like the beginning from the first week over again. The Chom Metan Chom say no, it's a continuation. And therefore, if you're at the end of the second week, then it becomes Torah. If you end of the first week, you have to wait another week. But according to Chom, it's called a continuation. Since it's only the size of the gris right now, it's still a continuation of the first nega. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it starts off like a new nega. It's a new Ascholi. You have to start over again, a new Hesker, for new 2 weeks. All right, we'll stop here.